radio reverb. It's the Pete Jones Show.
We have in the studio being dragged kicking and screaming from the rather amazing hospitable green room members of Hat Nove Hat. We got Jimmy and Archie. Hey guys, how you doing?
We're good. Hi, how are you?
Oh,
all good.
I am very, very well, I tell you. And all the better for seeing you guys, because Archie is the first time we've ever met. But Jimmy, well, man, I mean, we've met many times.
Through the years, many years ago.
Yeah.
At previous incarnations of your Tower Studios.
And previous incarnations of your musical prowess.
Absolutely, as well,
So, well, now you can see the heady heights we've got to.
I know, we had to fight our way through a bustling market to get here.
There is that. But, you know, on the upside, you bought a lovely camel skin coat.
I know, it's rather dashing, isn't it?
It's something.
Although, a bit smelly.
I don't know what it is, but it's definitely something. Did you get that down there? Did he haggle for that?
I did. They wouldn't drop the price.
So what?
Gave me the hump.
Which, stop it. Come on. I just chip them up. all you got to do.
Whack them out the box.
You just got to knock them in. It says here, this is from Mark Johnson. He says, that text took a while to get through, Pete. Those producers are very busy today. Yeah, well, we're not going to talk to you about producers. This is the chap that poached one of our producers for his show. I'm looking through the glass. We let Brett back in because, of course, we realised we needed him. But he's still in the doghouse, so thank you for reminding us. Less of that, of course. Will you tell me Hat No Hat news? Because I only realised when you politely corrected the Facebook page.
Yes, Hat No Hat. Because I've stopped going out and playing on my own. My son joined me a couple of years ago because he learned to play the guitar and stuff and decided he'd like to have a crack. And he wears a hat, and I don't wear a hat. And it just seemed really easy to be Hat No Hat.
Indeed.
Although I thought it was easy, but a woman the other night at the gig kept saying, oh, so you're Hat and No Hat. And I said, no, Hat No Hat. It's only three words. It's really easy. Hat and No Hat. No, it's Hat No Hat. That's fine.
It's a bit like people who kept calling
it's
shut up.
It's fine. You've got to have a name, people.
You've got to have a name.
Tony Blackburn, you talked about Stephen Tintin Duffy a bit earlier.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Off air. With Duran Duran, I just remembered just then with names, Tony Blackburn introducing them early on in their career as Duran Duran.
I know, I love it.
Do you remember
that? I do. Yeah, some people say Duran Duran or something. They get those two, you know, doubly. So, Archie, how long have you been playing with this chap next to us?
A couple of years.
Really? Have they been good years?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Well, I gather you guys have been writing together.
Yes, got some few songs.
Yeah. And gigging.
Gigging, yeah, been gigging down in the West Country and now back up this neck of the woods. Got some gigs coming up. We'd really like to see people turn up in Lewis at the King's Head.
Oh, no, wait a minute, what?
This Friday night.
Oh, I love Lewis.
King's Head in Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that one from 9 o'clock, playing a few tunes.
King's Head. So tell us where the King's Head is in Lewis.
It is in Southover High Street. So if you come out of the station, directly to your left, you get to the mini roundabout and just keep walking.
Yeah.
And you get there.
Got it. Love it. Love a bit of Lewis. So last time we saw you, you'd had enough. You were shuffling off. You said, that's it, Pete. That's it. It may have been something to do with the drunken guests that we had in the same night that you came in, of which I've always been apologetic. I've always felt bad about that.
But I thought it was fun. So it's okay. But it wasn't that. We just fancied a change. So we headed west.
You went to Cornwall?
We went to Cornwall.
How good is that?
Because we were renting, we thought it would be cheaper to go and gig down there rather than just sort of go and sort of stay in places and play gigs if we just moved.
Yeah.
And did that and 7 years
Seven
later.
Years. Seven years in the gorgeous Cornwall. And then Archie drags you back here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And has it been good?
Very good.
Very good.
Much better.
I reckon, was it like October, November you got back? So what's that?
Sure.
So
yeah.
You've done four. No, sorry, that's about
four or five,
6 months.
Something
five,
like that. Five.
Yeah. And you'd never been to Lewis before?
I'm from Ringmer, so spent a lot of time in Lewis growing up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But 7 years is a long gap.
It is.
Yeah. But a good Good thing. Good move.
Good thing. Very good thing. Enjoyed it down there.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, Lewis, I just absolutely adore Lewis. It's such a gorgeous place. Would you like to play us something live? Because that's kind of what you've got set up for. You're both looking good. We've got the... I wanted to wait until those roadie-type guys have got just finished all those wires around you. I can only apologise. Also, they keep bending over. It's very, very off-putting. But that's a classic roadie.
It's fine. It's somewhere to put the words.
Good. And park your bike, I noticed. That's a beautiful thing. Folks, we have the amazing Hat No Hat.
Okay, let's play this tune. We'll miss out the swear words, yes?
If you don't mind, thank you. Cool. Ofcom, hello.
Thank you. Two, one, two, and go.
I don't need to know how you're feeling today. You really put me off, and I have had it. Talking anymore, I've heard all that before. Don't go saying all that stuff, 'cause now you could write off. You keep talking, I keep walking away. Your tongue keeps twisting, but I'm not listening to anything you said. Don't look at me that way. Anyway, you really put me off, and I have had it.
Are we safe? Are we back on?
We're back on. It's
man
okay.
Alive. I mean, there was more words missing than words in that.
I know. There's one or two in there that weren't appropriate for today's proceedings.
Absolutely not. Have you seen the Ofcom notice in the other room? You can't even say ginger. So, you know,
let alone, did.
What?
Too late.
Oh, I did. I thought the levels were down. So you've got to be careful in here. You know, you got to be careful. That is a fab song. I'm almost terrified to find out the answer. But what was it called?
Well, I won't give you the whole thing, but suffice to say, it starts with an F.
Right.
F, good. Right off.
Right, good. No, brilliant. No, I thought it might have something going on there.
We thought we'd just go straight for it and not be apologetic.
Not? Yeah. And wisely, that's going to be your next single, is it?
Yeah, of course. I thought we'd go.
Because you're looking for airplay. Yeah.
There'll be a radio friendly version, maybe.
Will there? with more bleeps than geeks. Yeah. So back on that track, you want to get into the studio.
Yes, in April, we're going to do a couple of things. At the beginning of April, we're going back to Cornwall and recording with a musician friend of ours from down there called Pat Bollard. And he's kind of renowned and an excellent singer and songwriter with much filth mixed with the beauty in his songs. And he's going to sing one of our new songs, and that's called Sweary Rant. And it's full of swear words. He's going to do that. And then we're going to head to the studio near Lewis at the end of the month with a band we've scratched together. Some guys are going to come and play, and we'll record that song and as many others as we can get done.
And you're going to produce a 7-inch single?
I think the plan is to make just like 100 7-inch singles.
Beautiful,
just for the sake of doing that.
Gorgeous.
I don't think I'm going to release it on Spotify and all that thing. I'd rather find some kind of punky folk indie label in Brighton or somewhere. There must be somebody who would like to release something like that.
Well,
gypsy, folky, sweary.
Anyone? Thing. Anyone? Bueller? Anyone? messaged in, 07909-547-336 if you've got any ideas for Jimmy and Archie, Hat No Hat. You know, why not? What was it? Some punky, folky.
Punky, folky.
Punky,
indie,
folky.
Gypsy,
indie.
Folky.
Gypsy, folky. Punky, funky, punky. Yeah.
I figure,
pokey, funky. Great. Well, why not? You know, this good. So why back to Cornwall? Is there no one anywhere nearer that can do this beautiful? It's because
Pat has to sing it because of who he is and how he sings.
Got it.
Voice.
Yeah, he's unique. So we'll go to him to get that done.
You're a good man because no one's got a finer voice than your good self. So that's a good thing.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. We can come to see this Friday. That's King's Head Lewis, 9 p.m.-ish. Any other gigs coming up?
Yeah, there's one after that. Will cost you some money, but it'll be worth it at the Con Club in Lewis.
Oh, I love the Con Club.
Which is a fab venue, and we should support it. And we are going to be supporting the band that night, who are called TT Transmission.
TT Transmission.
And they are, I think, a band from the 70s who are reconnecting and playing a few gigs in all their hometowns.
Very good. Very, very good. So what are the plans then? This stuff, new material, Hat No Hat, getting in the recording studio, getting as many down as you can, I guess, while you're there.
Yeah, in case we ever want to make something more.
Are you going to do a clean version of these? Are you just going to nip them?
That one I'll just take the words out.
But
the other one's very sweary, so it'll just be sweary.
What's with the sweary?
I don't know.
Jimmy Lee Morris never swore. We had him in a few times. He never swore, that man. Yeah. He didn't. We got plenty of Jimmy Lee Morris not swearing.
Well, you know,
times have changed.
It's 7 years down in Cornwall, really.
It's the pirates have got you. That's what it is. Come on, people. So where are you going on this train? It sounds a gorgeous project. What else is 2025 looking like?
I think it would be good to carry on writing these sort of songs, finish writing enough songs for an album.
Yeah.
Get these things recorded and then get out and play as many places as we can. And, you know, we can do original stuff. We can also do all those crazy covers that people love, you know.
Oh, okay. Give me a top three.
All those things that people like, you know, from the Sweet Carolines to the American Pie.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, all of that terrible stuff, but entertains for a fee, you know.
Sure, yeah.
We do that too.
Yeah, sure.
And, I think Archie would very much like to get his electric guitar his Marshall stack out and get a band together and go make some noise.
I would love that.
Get your stack out, Archie. Indeed. Get it out. What's kind of influenced you, Archie? What I'm intrigued, you know, musically. Because I know that now back in Lewis, you've been heavily thumbing the record stores and are they flea markets or just secondhand places? But you know what I mean. Those fantastic
junk shops.
But they are junk shops, basically, aren't they? They are. Let's not put any more shine on it. But what musically, attracts your magpie eye?
Motorhead, big influence.
Didn't see that coming. Right.
Led Zeppelin, Hendrix,
getting
all of that.
Now.
Clapton, Cream Years, all of that.
Awesome. Yeah. And what is it? Can you just... because you've just basically sound-checked the 70s there.
Mm-hmm.
That's 50 years ago now.
Unfortunately,
it is. But isn't that crazy? I mean, how do you sort of explain that something 50 years ago has so much resonance now? I mean, what is it?
Well, it's just influences, guitar gods, people still to this day. It's quite hard to pinpoint.
But it's fascinating from having sort of had, you know, a foot in most of that time span, you know, albeit as a child.
Very young
for me.
Child.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's enough. I was believing you until that long. but you know, it's a sort of a strange, because it would be the equivalent of people listening to music from the 1920s. And talking in the same way that you are about, you know, in a time span way. So there must have been something that was just so unique to that period, that all the stars were aligned and the gods were like, you know, that brought the music to that explosion that is still having such huge ripples 50 years later. And I've loved talking to you guys about it, because what inspired you to pick up the guitar and play like those guys, you know?
Well, I have to thank my dad
for influencing
me and teaching me first few chords on guitars, and then other influences, Fast Eddie Clark, Motorhead, that helped a lot.
And what about the new artists of the day? I mean, did you ever turn to them?
Yes, some of them. I don't really know a lot of them. But
give me a couple of names. Because
the Banfield, that's an American band.
Banfield.
They're very good.
Yeah.
The Dead Reds. They're very good. Really, I can't really name anymore.
But that's great. I mean, again, that blows my mind, but I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Folks, guys, what were you going to play live? Because I'm just yibbing and yabbing, and you got your guitars
Let's
out.
Play some bluesy thing,
please
maybe.
Do. Yeah. Please do.
Because we do like a bit of that. Okay, waiting for the lights. 2, 2, bam. In the darkness, waiting for that light to shine on me. Well, I'm waiting in the darkness, waiting for that light to shine on me. Well, I'm waiting for the morning to drive away my misery. Well, it seems like an eternity, so many years since I last saw your face. Well, it seems like an eternity, many years since I last saw your face. Well, I've been drinking, I've been thinking, this ain't no way for a good girl to behave. Oh, yeah.
Waiting for the morning to drive away my misery.
thinking, man? What are you talking about?
Hey.
What was the track called?
Waiting for the Lights.
I was vaguely listening, but I was just blown away by the smoke. that's something else, man. You're talking about punky funky. That's kind of bluesy woozy.
We do bluesy woozy as well. That's one of my.
It was everything, yeah. Those guitar solo riffs, man.
Thank you.
Come on,
yeah.
This is something. You've got something.
But that's a very old song. I think I wrote that song when I was about 15, probably.
Oh, there you
back
go.
In a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, but the new things are more punky, folky, aren't they? But the old things aren't.
How do you find that? So when you rediscover stuff that you've written a while ago or a long time ago, I didn't say a long time ago, but a while ago, previously, revisit it. I mean,
I have a ton of songs. I started writing songs when I was about 12.
Yeah.
You know, and they're rubbish to start with, and you get better.
Well, yeah.
And I've got sort of recordings of a lot of the stuff, you know, on cassettes and horrible, cheap, nasty little scratchy recordings of stuff. So they all still exist for me to go through and sort of go, oh, yeah, I remember that one. That's quite a good one.
But do you find there's almost more essence and not quality, but a certain quality about stuff, you know, say, written pre 30 or pre 25 or
I think the early things, teenage things, are more open, less sort of kind of guarded,
yeah,
a bit more like that, you know. Shows more, but
there's enough artists that you can rattle off that, you know, revisited stuff that they wrote when they were 15 and big hits. You know, I mean, the Beatles stopped when they were 28, 29. So,
true.
But it's just interesting from my point of view that you've got this back catalogue and you're revisiting it and finding golden nuggets.
Yeah, and as recordings, a lot of it I have recorded and stuck out as Jimmy Lee Morris. For warts and all, you know, it's all there for people to listen to on Spotify and what have you.
And what's with Jimmy Lee Morris? Is that... that is you solo, but is that on hold?
I was never brilliantly happy with the whole name thing.
Really?
Because you couldn't use your own name when we recorded in 2016 and did an album with Simon Scardinelli.
Yeah.
And we had to come up with a name, and that sort of name then stuck for the sort of preceding albums that came later and the music, and I've kind of got to the point where it's like, well, okay, let's leave that now. I've done all of that.
Yeah,
that's enough now for him. He can retire. And Archie's really great at playing the guitar.
It's more than great, it's inspirational, absolutely brilliant.
Pleasure to stand up on a stage or whatever and have this going on next to me.
So cool. And it's so cool for both of you, I would imagine. I mean, you know, to be standing next to your son, to be playing with your dad. I mean, there's something pretty cool about that.
Yeah, it's quite fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, it must be brilliant.
Very fun.
We always bang out of time on the show, always. Have you got time for another track?
Yeah, sure.
What would you like to
play? I'm going to do, maybe this might end up as the B-side of the...
Oh, hello, like a B-side. Like a B-side. Hat, no hat, everybody.
Okay.
Hat, no hat.
This one's called I Knew Everything.
Window shopping, snakeskin hips, seagull canes with silver tips, an abstract nude on a woodchip wall, there's still so much I can't recall. Forest flies that bite your skin, younger days you don't fit in, a running witch, a windswept maw, I know I knew these things before. I knew everything, yeah, I knew everything, I knew everything and more. Now I don't remember it at all. A stranded beach, a rising tide, a hawker's hut to smoke and hide, the bride that comes before the fall, there's still so much I can't recall. Famine, floods and forest fires, presidents and other liars, ministers who flout the law, I know I knew these things before. I knew everything, yeah, I knew everything, I knew everything and more. I knew everything, yeah, I knew everything, but now I don't remember it at all. Mm-hmm. that the past survives through all the ghosts that gave you life. Echoes in an ancient hall. I know I knew these things before. Like a record's endless groove when you've got nothing left to prove. Beyond the final curtain call, they won't remember you at all. I knew everything, yeah, I knew everything. I knew everything and more.
Come on. Oh, guys, you are absolutely brilliant. Please, folks, go and see Hat No Hat. Twice you can see them in Lewis this coming Friday night. That is King's Head, Lewis, 9 o'clock. And you might even have to part with a couple of shekels on the 11th of April at the Con Club. Supporting TT Transmission, we have, and you've just met, Jimmy and Archie. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You have been absolutely brilliant.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm sorry we always run out of time, man.
No problem.
Can we do it again?
Yeah.
When the single comes out, let's do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah, baby.
Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.